Hello, I'm Andrea Tabchar, a college public relations professor based in Toronto. My goal for my podcast is to interview PR practitioners with interesting stories to tell, and I wanted to share those with my students. I've decided to call it PR Delivered.
Diversifying workforces is the way of the future, and that if you can show your involvement, you got to run with it and you got to look like a strong contender with that. And that's one thing that I think with getting involved with IE&E that it allowed me to diversify myself on paper as much as I am in person. And it just kind of like, it shows your true self without waving a flag above your head that, hey, I do this, you know what I mean?
Relationships, Mino Nawendiwin, is the mandate for Humber's Department of Indigenous Education and Engagement, with the goal, as stated on their website, of assisting Indigenous students in making the transition to the challenges of college life while creating an awareness and appreciation of Indigenous culture and history in the greater campus community. Recently, I learned that one of my fourth-year BPR students, Michael Jenkins, has taken on the role of Indigenous peer mentor, building relationships with Indigenous Humber students, helping them transition to college life, and to build a strong Indigenous student network. In this podcast, I wanted to speak to Michael not only about his PR education and experiences, but also about his role as an Indigenous learner and peer mentor, building relationships with Humber's Indigenous students. Welcome, Michael.
Hi, Andrea.
The focus of this podcast, as you know, is to explore this notion of relationship building. And I have to admit that that's something we haven't had a lot of over the past year and a half. How have you been and what have you been up to?
I mean, I've been doing very well. I really pride myself on making relationships and bringing different people to conversations. So I've done a lot of different things to branch out into different areas. Thanks to you, I worked with the Indigenous Voices Awards back 2 years ago. I helped them with social media, and that just kind of opened up doors where I got to meet new people, which was different opportunities for me in the future. And then I worked with them again this last summer, and they gave me a role within what I was doing originally, because it was at the first year, it was social media and like getting people to look at the posts and like be aware and like that kind of thing. And this year there was a little bit more weight put on it, and it was nice because I was actually able to increase my numbers by, like, I think it was like 500% I increased it by. It was
impressive.
I think the first year our exposure was about 140,000, and this year I think I came in just under 500,000, which was insane. So yeah, like building relationships professionally with Katie Sonoris, that was who I was working for, that worked with the Indigenous Voices Awards. And then from there, it was, you know, getting creative, as especially as a student, you have to find different ways to keep yourself occupied. So learning new things to be passionate about. And I mean, I started doing a podcast with my roommate, and it was kind of based around the idea that we know a lot of people nowadays that don't have that social experience because they've been staying at home, and they can't talk to their friends anymore as like they used to. You know, you can get on the phone and that's fine, but, you know, being in the same room as people from the other side of the city, it's, you know, questionable at best for what we just went through. So our podcast was pretty much based on the idea of, like, you're sitting in the living room with us and we're just having a conversation about what happens. And we try so hard to have a topic every week. And it's like, this week we are going to talk about, I don't know, social media, the importance of having like a clean social media, because you don't know who's looking at your social media. And by the end of 25 minutes, somehow we are talking about the Kardashians or how to cook a roast, but it's fun. And I've actually had a lot of feedback from people on our social media saying, like, you know, I listen to your podcast for the purpose of just sitting in the same room as you. And like, you've really helped me feel like I was a part of something, even though I had nothing to do with it. And it was really nice. And I think that actually, you know, lit the fire of passion for our podcast. And, you know, it was just a proud moment as a student. And I look forward to progressing with different things that I've learned over the alone time of lockdown. And I've always found the things within lockdown that there was always going to be a silver lining. You know, you're sitting at home and, you know, well, I can either watch another episode of this show or I can read something and learn how to edit this video or like that kind of thing. So yeah, I've been doing very well with the last couple of years that we've had.
Oh my, so good to hear. And you know, you're drawing a good parallel to this idea of continually trying to build those relationships, but also to build up yourself so that you've got those skills to continue in your chosen path, which we're going to talk a little bit about now. You came to Humber just over 3 years ago now, and you enrolled in the Bachelor of PR program. What brought you to Humber in the first place, and PR in particular?
You know, it's kind of my favorite story to tell, because this is kind of where I get to toot Humber's horn on the public relations section. Is I moved to Toronto in 2013 and I went to film school. I, you know, took a swing at it, and, you know, I did a couple things and it was good. But the entire time that I was an actor, I worked in bars and restaurants, and that's where I did all my networking. And like, I've met the people that it's like, you never know who you're talking to. And like, until you get to the bottom of it, that's when you realize. And I realized that while I was doing like networking events as an actor, that networking was my favorite part of being an actor. And then I started to do research on like, well, what can I do within networking that would help me? And I found public relations, and I kind of just dove into it, read about it. I went to Humber one day randomly to see what the campus looked like, and like, is this going to be my future? Like, do I feel comfortable with that? And then it was one day I was talking to somebody at my work, and they asked me what I like, are you just a server or do you do something else? And it kind of, you know, takes you down a peg when they ask you if you're doing something else as a server, because you're like, well, I mean, I don't have to be. But, and I said, yeah, I'm actually going to school this fall. It was a blatant lie, because I knew that I wasn't going to get in for the fall, but I, you know, to make myself feel better in this random conversation. And I said, yeah, I'm going to school for public relations. And the person was like, oh, are you going to Humber? And I was like, yeah, I am. And then no letter of acceptance. Story. Yeah, it was. And then it kind of went on from there, and I put in my application and I got accepted. And then from that point on, anytime somebody asked me what I was going to school for or what I wanted to do, I would mention public relations or communications. And every single person that I mentioned public relations to, they said, oh, Humber, are you going to Humber? Huh? And it was like, yeah. And it was kind of funny, because like, even before I got to the school, it was like, I knew I made the right choice, because reputation speaks for itself. Right. And
awesome.
So yeah. So toot, toot, Humber.
Toot, toot, Humber. That is good. And look at the caliber of students we're going to be graduating. There you go. That's that's a testament to you guys too. That's great. And I think you did make the right choice. Now that you're entering your fourth year, I think you are in exactly the right place. So that is good news. Today, we also want to talk about your role as a peer mentor for the Indigenous Humber students. Can you share what prompted you to take on this role?
Well, after working with the IVAs, the Indigenous Voices Awards, it really kind of gave me the opportunity to look at my Indigenous background. Like, I identify as Métis, and I knew that there was the IE&E at Humber, but I never really looked too much further into it. And one day in my email, I got, it was a job posting that, you know, there was a work study availability, and it was with as an Indigenous peer mentor. And within the job description, it wasn't just like helping students, but it was also learning about yourself. And that's what really spoke to me. And I thought, you know, I think when it comes to learning about yourself, you progress the most when you're helping others. And I stand by that very strongly, because even within this first couple months of doing this, I mean, we have Niniwag Night, on Thursdays where we made a drum, and I've never made a drum before. And it's always been something that you see, like in every Indigenous piece of work, there's always some piece of music that's incorporated. And it was like, I didn't know this, but when you make your first drum, you're actually supposed to give it away. But I was excited at first for it. And it was nice because you got to talk to the people that were also trying to learn about their backgrounds. And I was very transparent when I joined the first night that I don't know a lot about my ancestry. I don't know a lot about proper tradition and that I want to learn about it. And it's really nice because getting onto the call on Thursday nights, I can ask questions, or I can say that I learned something, or if I have a mentee that sent me a question during the week that's also going to be attending and they're kind of shy to ask a question, I can prompt the question so that it comes out organically in conversation. And then maybe that person will feel more comfortable to talk to the rest of us and say, you know, I really want to learn more about my background, but I feel like I can't outright say that I'm Indigenous because I've been living my life as a quote unquote white man. And so it's really controversial, they feel. And that's the thing, is that it's not, because you want to learn, and that's totally fine. It's okay to learn. And it's just really comforting knowing that you can do so much good without trying to do so much good. It's an effortless thing to do.
It sounds like you truly are in the right place. That's great that you've taken on this role, and Humber's lucky to have you, and the student population is benefiting from, you know, someone as thoughtful. You know, you're really embracing this opportunity. As a PR student, you study relationship building between organizations and stakeholder groups. And your role as peer mentor, you know, you're also connecting, and in this case with Indigenous students and with the overall Humber community. How would you say your mentoring experience, how does it intersect with your PR studies? Like, what have you learned?
Well, one of the main things that I would be able to say is that I learned how to be confident, because when someone is asking you a question, it's okay to say, I don't know, but it's also okay to say, I will do some research and I'll get back to you on that. And I think that's like throughout school, we're told fake it till you make it. And I mean, that's kind of how you have to think of it, a certain way within the fake it till you make it. Like, I know now that I know what I am doing. I may not know all the answers, but I know how to find them. And I think that's where the fake it till you make it within communications is going to pan out. Is like, for instance, I had somebody that was like, I don't know how to reach out to an elder to so I can learn more about my background. And I mean, I had no idea. Like, do you pick up the phone? Do you, you know, send a fax? I don't know. And I was like, yeah, that's a good question. I'll reach out and I'll find out. And, you know, I went to the people who are setting up the IE&E for the work placement students. And I said, like, is there a place that this person can go? And they sent me a whole list of elders and then events that, you know, elders go to, or there's one person in particular that is kind of like the head of a group of elders, and they'll best match you with who you're supposed to speak with. Cause you know, if you're Métis and you don't speak any other language other than English, well, then you're not going to go to a Cree speaking mentor or a elder, you know, like it's, they put you in the position. And it was interesting because like the confidence, but also you never know who you're talking to. And with that, like, I'm just going to say my boss, because that's kind of how I talk to them. But mm-hmm. with my boss, when I talk to them, I say, I don't know where to go for this, but I'm saying it conversationally. And they're like, oh, here. And they, you know, a couple taps. And next thing you know, through an email, I have like 4 pages of notes on where these people can go. And it's like, oh, wow, I had no idea that you were connected with Council Fire in downtown Toronto, you know, like, and it's the confidence, it's the being able to learn, and it's the, you don't know who you're talking to on a daily basis. And that's really one thing that I've learned from the IE&E and working for them.
That's great. And, you know, it doesn't matter almost what community group you're working with. Those are, you know, learning where the resources are, learning how to help others, learning to listen, all excellent skills that are going to serve you well in any PR role that you're going to be experiencing as well. Humber's Department of Indigenous Education and Engagement, IENE, is working hard to raise awareness of Indigenous culture and build relationships across the campus. As an Indigenous student who arrived at Humber before many of these initiatives were launched, can you comment on how things have changed for you over the past couple of years?
I think with the IENE, their outreach changed and the ability to reach out to them, which is, it's kind of strange because when I started reaching out to get in contact with them, it was when we were strictly online. And when it was in person, it was so much more easy to get in contact with because their office is located at the bus stop to leave campus. Like it's kind of your last stop before you leave school for the day. So just the outreach that they do to get in contact with people and also the events that they offer. A lot of the events is like, you don't have to sign up for it. It's like, hey, we're sending you a Zoom link to get onto this call so you can learn more about this topic for today. And like, and you just click on and you're there and it's great. And then there's also like competitions that they'll have so that you can get involved with your community at school. And it's like, for instance, there was the IENE walking challenge where it was, you know, for students and faculty to get on the Strava app. And it was like, whoever walks the longest, you get entered in to win an Apple Watch, like that kind of stuff. And it was like, yes, it was a competition, but, you know, I now know all 17 names from that walking challenge because, you know, I had to beat Justine or Kara went for a 4-hour walk today. How am I going to beat that? You know? And so then when it comes through on like the chats or the calls that we're on, you know, I recognize those names and it's like, oh, hey, you did the walking challenge. You know, I had one person say to me that like, I noticed that you went for a 2-hour walk yesterday. And I just want you to know that you really helped to push me to do this walking. And it was like, oh, I had no idea that such a small little act of fitness on an app was going to help somebody. And I think that just their ability to create community online so that it's easier for people to get involved with each other has really stepped up. And I think they're doing a wonderful job with it. And I think the longer it goes on, the more students will feel that they can participate when they have time, you know, when studies permit, like that kind of thing. And I think also with the way that it's going right now, it's primarily online, but when we go in person and people are going to campus and like you're progressing from year one to year four, year one, you might be a little bit shy. You might not want to, but year two, you kind of, you know, you know what campus is, you know where to go. And then, you know, maybe I'll dip my toe and I'll see what it's all about. And then, you know, by year three, you're employed and year four, you're, you know, calling the shots. So
there you go. So that's great to hear that that the department's doing a great job in reaching the students and the community of Indigenous students that we have. But it's good to hear that the strategies they're using, the communication strategies, are so effective. And I know that you had mentioned to me sort of prior to the podcast that it's done a lot to how you see yourself, how you identify.
Yeah, it's, well, because especially during third year when we were supposed to be looking for internships, right? And we did like resume writing and we had to get our cover letters and we had to understand like how to write these things. But one of the major things that I noticed with applying for internships and now also jobs with school wrapping up in the next, you know, 6 months, fingers crossed.
Hard to believe.
I know. You never believe when people say time flies. And it's, I don't want to say that I believe it now, but they weren't lying. But when you're applying for jobs, like when places say that they're diversifying, it's daunting to try and understand how to show that you are diverse and how you're going to be able to bring that to the workforce for them. And with, you know, taking the position with IENE and doing the work with the IVAs, it allowed me to organically put in my resume and cover letter that I identify as a Métis individual. And likewise, I had the opportunity to have the IENE team up with the LGBTQ area and as well as with BASE, which is a Black Academic Success and Engagement. And so it allowed me to have something on my resume that, you know, I am Métis, and also that I have worked with the LGBTQ community and with BASE. And although I don't identify with BASE, it does show that that was an interest and it was an ability that I was able to assist people with. And so there's just little ways that you can do when you're getting involved with the different groups in Humber, that it's an organic way to show your involvement and how you're going to be able to diversify these organizations' workforces. And I think that's what people are actually really striving for. And it was, I think it was last year, I interviewed a CEO of a very large PR agency. I had no business getting this interview, but you know, I worked my magic with, you know, three or four different people to get myself in the office. And that was one of the, did my best. And that was a big thing that, that they mentioned to me, was that diversifying workforces is the way of the future. And that, you know, if you can show your involvement, you got to run with it and you got to look like a strong contender with that. And that's one thing that I think with getting involved with IE&E, that it allowed me to diversify myself on paper as much as I am in person. And it just kind of like, it shows your true self without waving a flag above your head that, hey, I do this. You know what I mean?
I think that is such an important point and such a strong message for anybody who's about to graduate or is looking for a job in any capacity, to get involved in communities where you can do precisely what you did. Put it on your resume and show the allegiance and the alliance with those groups. And you create that message, you send that message, as you've so effectively put. What are your next steps? You're, like you said, in 6 months, you're graduating, which I find unbelievable given that time has flown. But what are you planning to do? You've got so many options, I'm sure.
Well, I mean, I don't want to speak too eagerly about this because, I mean, it's still very early in the works. But with the IE&E, Leanna, she works with the mentors. Like, she's the person who like manages the mentors. And I was talking to her about PR because she also went to Humber, and she mentioned that RBC has a program where they hire on people from colleges, and it's a 2-year program and you can work within different sectors of RBC. And it's like the Indigenous recruitment or something or other like that. And I had my first interview last week and it went very well. And I got an email actually this morning that I have a second interview coming up in the next week. And I think after that one, I think the final interview will be in January. And I will know whether or not I am hired on with RBC by February, and that position starts in June. So like, it's the ball's rolling and there's a lot of stuff that's still going with school that I'm like, this is a lot to do. So, you know, it's pretty much just making sure that all my ducks are in a row right now. And, you know, right, having those opportunities built up and know what next steps I need to take, you know, putting everything into my Google calendar so that nothing gets mixed up. That's a big one.
that's if you've learned anything in these last 4 years, it's stay organized. That is a good one.
If you work better on paper, keep that paper close by. If you can use your cell phone, by all means, use that. Just stay organized.
That's right. Well, you know what, regardless of whether that opportunity comes through or not, and certainly fingers are crossed that it does, there are other opportunities, right? There's lots of stuff. You've got lots of time. And, you know, I think you've got a really good attitude to position yourself well. And, you know, we certainly wish you all the luck for that. Do you have any final thoughts for our listeners? As you know, our listeners are your peers, students in the program and beyond, young professionals who are maybe listening for some nugget of new information on PR. Any final thoughts you want to share?
Well, when it comes to new information, I think we've all been told the basis of what you need to do in order to be like a good student, a good employee. And I think it's honestly just trust yourself that you know what you're doing. You know, there's everyone makes mistakes. You're not gonna, you know, if you send off a copy of something and it's not entirely edited, like someone's gonna look at it and they're gonna be like, oh, we just need to fix this real quick. It's not a big deal. Here's the next line. And like, it's not the end of the world. And for a lot of us, when it comes to daily activity, we're not saving lives. So just relax, just calm down and look at the next step ahead of you, because that next step is going to get you to the step ahead of that one. So just take it easy. Okay.
I think those are great words and very comforting coming from you. So thank you for sharing that. I'm very grateful to you, Michael. It's been a real pleasure to reconnect and to have this chat. So thank you, Michael Jenkins.
Thank you. Also, I want to give a special thank you to you for your episode. I think it was in February. It was super duper tips for building your social media presence. It was
with Michelle.
Yes. I listened to that one and I learned so much, because like over the year, I was just trying to progressively grow my social media because of like where I was going with work, and I didn't know where I was going to be. And it actually helped a lot. I was able to increase my follower numbers by, I think it was like 700 over the course of 6 months. And that was just by following little tips and tricks that she gave. And also for the podcast that I do, we were able to grow our listenership significantly just by using little tips and tricks that we learned. And that podcast, if you want to listen to it, is Okay Hear Me Out. That's OKAY Hear Me Out. So
thank you for that plug for Michelle. I will pass it on. And yes, I hope people will be listening to your podcast as well. So thank you so much, Michael. It was a treat.
Thank you for having me.
PR Delivered is available on Spotify and Apple and Google Podcasts. You can reach me, Andrea Tavchar, on Twitter and LinkedIn. Thank you to Ryan Garbett for music and production.